This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. You're listening to the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's speak to our Friday guest. It's Trader Nick from the United States. How are you doing, Nick?
Hey, Johnny. I'm good. How are you doing?
Very good for the end of the week. Let's get your overview of the markets as we end this week. Where do we stand and what are we looking ahead to over the next 7 days or so?
So today was kind of the main event of this week with the Jackson Hole Symposium and Fed Chair Jerome Powell giving a speech on the outlook for what the Fed kind of plans to do going forward. He is the spokesperson for the committee that they you know do all their operations from. And I wanted to talk a little bit about what was said that was so market impacting. Just as a first glance here at the time of us recording, the markets are still moving quite a bit, but you've got small cap stocks, the Russell 2000 index up over 3% at the time of recording this. The stock market in general is rallying. You've got the S&P 500 at one point was up over 1%, now up about 0.65% at the time of recording this. And notably, you've got things like gold and bonds rallying hard on this news. Now, at first glance, what does that tell you? Well, it tells you that expectations for interest rates to come down were really solidly backed up today from Fed Chair Powell's speech. And specifically, he mentioned something that I thought was really worth calling attention to. So the expectations for rate cuts in September's going into this meeting or this conference were already expected to be, you know, seeing rate cuts in September. But what Jerome Powell said today, the way he got up there and basically pronounced that they felt that they had really beaten inflation, basically. To paraphrase, he essentially said that the risks to inflation have really seriously subsided and that going forward, there is now an unbalanced attention in their dual mandate. Remember that the Fed's dual mandate incorporates price stability as well as at the same time, keeping maximum employment. And that second, the latter half of that statement seems to have been really where Jerome Powell called attention to. He actually mentioned that the upside risk to inflation had seriously deteriorated, but that the employment side of the mandate, the risks had actually really risen. And this was very different than what we've seen before this. This was actually kind of a mic drop moment because before this, it was a big deal that Jerome Powell had started to say that the risks to employment had started to match the risks to inflation. But this took it one further, and it was an escalation to a dovish tone by him saying basically, the Fed sees more risk now on the employment side. And that really got the markets moving because if there's one thing that the Fed dislikes more than inflation, I would argue, it's the concept of deflation that could come out of a recession. Because, of course, there are many reasons why deflation is terrible. But specifically for the Fed, who sees specifically even Jerome Powell, who has mentioned concerns about the U.S. national debt being very high, the last thing that they want is for the money system to slow down tremendously and for the value of U.S. dollars to go up, right? That's what happens in deflation. The value of currency actually goes up, which is rare, but happened in times like 2008 and briefly in 2015. It is worth mentioning that that is a really serious concern to the Fed's way of doing, you know, its operation. They, in order to, you know, get the U.S. national debt out of a tricky situation, the only theory to do so that is kind of prominent is actually to inflate away the debt, which is a whole nother conversation. But the basic idea there is that you need to keep issuing new currency, new bonds at lower interest rates in order to pay the old ones off. And at the same time, keep a strong economy to actually grow out of that debt, if you will. But all of that goes out the window if you enter into a period of deflation, which starts with unemployment rates rising. So it was very clear that Jerome Powell really called attention to the concerns that he and the team had about rising unemployment and that now is taking precedence over, you know, everything else. If we take a look at kind of just how things are moving today, again, I mentioned stocks are up, but notably commodities like gold, silver, and oil are really having a strong day. Oil is up off of its lows here, almost 4% at the time of us recording that. That's you know, pretty substantial. Big bounce back in oil. That's not on the day. That is from the lows that were made the 21st of August. But again, oil has been on a steep sell-off recently, but perhaps this bounce back is coming off the idea that, well, if the Fed does begin to cut its federal funds rate, that could turn into economic growth. And it did seem like today there was kind of more confidence that a soft landing is possible, made notably by the point that I want to make about the Russell, which the Russell, I talk about it periodically. It is kind of the underbelly of the U.S. economy, right? It is a bit more fragile than perhaps the giant mega tech companies that we talk about on the podcast all the time, like Apple and Amazon, Nvidia. But it is a large employer of the U.S. economy, and it is, you know, kind of the small businesses, mid-sized businesses of America. And seeing this rally today is a very positive signal to the economy. You want to see the Russell doing well. It tells you that the actual average stock out there is doing well. Another ETF that I would encourage listeners to check out if you want to keep an eye on the stock market is pull up RSP, which is the equal weight S&P 500 index. And the reason I bring this one up is because the RSP is doing very well. That's showing that the average stock, if you were to equally allocate into each one of the S&P 500 stocks, that's what this RSP signal or symbol is showing you. It's signaling that the average stock is actually doing quite well now, which is a change in pace, which the RSP has underperformed the S&P 500, which is market cap weighted towards the big names. On the currency front, this is a big slide to the dollar, right? You see the dollar index taking out the lows. We are trading, guys, or listeners, we've got something crazy here. The index for the dollar is now at 100.72 at the time of us recording that. That is a low that I believe takes out the lows of this year. That is a new 2024 low for the dollar index and continues to trade lower here as we speak. That trend coming off of course, the idea that rate cuts are coming and that, the strength in the dollar really was that they were keeping interest rates elevated while other central banks were cutting interest rates. It no longer seems to be the case. It seems like the U.S. is very likely to cut interest rates alongside its peers as we go into the rest of this year and into next year. The next question is whether or not the Fed will cut interest rates quickly or slowly. Right now, the consensus still is a 25 basis point cut in the September meeting, but the bond market, bond futures market, is pricing out about 100 basis points until the end of the year. I think that's signaling somewhere around 25 basis points and then another 25 basis points at the November meeting and then a 50 basis point cut in December. That's at least the projections that I've seen as of late. That is rapidly changing, though, as markets are very volatile at the time of us recording this. So something to keep in mind is that markets are very volatile right now. They're expecting interest rate cuts to be coming soon. And, the Fed signaled as much here with Jerome Powell's speech here today. Very interesting times. Things are moving aggressively and very volatilely. That being said, it does seem like things favor the risk on sort of soft landing idea for the time being. Going forward, it will be very important to keep an eye on the economic data to see, as the Fed does begin to cut interest rates, is the economy hanging in there, or is it going to start sliding, which could accelerate the rate at which the federal funds rate comes down, perhaps signaling more of a recession? That's where the next phase of this conversation goes, I think. We continue to watch the data to see, as rate cuts come in, does the economy hang in there as well? If you have both at the same time, you probably see a very good picture for stock market. Dollar would probably move lower, but if you see anything change course, we could see some reversals in some of these moves recently.
Nick, thanks very much for joining us today. We'll speak to you again next week.
Thanks, Johnny. We'll see you then.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.